This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, we're living in epic times, so finish up the point you were making about how the lower 90% of the feds are totally upset. They see what's happening. They know they're part of a crime, but they don't do something. And then they see the media covering it up. They see all this. It's creating a crisis of conscience. And then shifting gears to the next segment, Tim, they're saying imminent white supremacist attack with no evidence against these border facilities, obviously to trigger the NSA system against the American people. That's come out. I want to elaborate on that, but just get back to what you were saying before the break about the crisis of conscience with the feds being given these illegal orders.
Right. And to give you an idea of just how serious it is, the source that I spoke with told me that some of the National Guard members have actually asked to be taken off this assignment. And I'm talking about specifically the ones who are dealing with the children in the detention centers. They literally asked to be taken off this assignment because it was traumatizing them seeing these kids coming through their facilities, drugged up, watching them go through withdrawals, putting them on buses, only to see them come back 2 weeks later, back across the border again, drugged up again, going through withdrawals again. This is something that they said.
And by the way, we're going to pull those videos up since you mentioned it, but there's hundreds of videos of just kids bombed out of their brains. You and I went down there. We're not being pussies. You've been in a bunch of wars. You've said to me, I've said, I don't want to go down there because it's so depressing a few days. Imagine being the Border Patrol.
Right. No, Border Patrol and National Guard. The source that I spoke with, that was a National Guard source about the kids, and they were literally telling me that some of their coworkers have asked to be taken off the assignment of working with those children because it was so traumatizing to them. I mean, that's the level it's gotten.
And you were saying they're seeing them again and again. I mean, what's going on there?
Again and again. They said literally within 2 to 3 weeks, they're cycling back through them again. Yes, absolutely.
Speak more to that. That's huge.
Right. So the way they described it was, right, the kids come across, and these were mostly unaccompanied minors that we're speaking of, right? Some weren't even being used. These are just literally unaccompanied minors. And one of the things that they were thinking of, the theory was that some of these kids are being used as drug smugglers, right? And so they bring them across, they give them drugs, they come across, and then as soon as they're released, they meet up with the cartels and then transport drugs for the cartels to the interior, wherever the Border Patrol is sending them, and they drop those drugs off, and then they go back to Mexico to recycle through again. Because basically what's happening is they're getting free armed escort to transport drugs is what's really happening. I mean, because the government...
So they think they're muling these kids.
100%. That's the exact word that they describe, that they're using them as mules. Yes.
You can't make this up. We know the Democratic Party's getting a big cut.
Somebody's making a lot of money of it, for sure. And obviously, you know, this whole immigration is big business, you know. And it's a little bit, you know, when we went down to Mission Border Hope here yesterday in Eagle Pass, right? They immediately sent security guards out to confront us and said, you have to leave this property. They didn't want to show the migrants being processed in there. So we went to a check cashing place and a money exchange place that was next door, separate property. And the security guards still followed us and told us, no, you can't stand there either because we own that check cashing facility as well.
Wow.
So a Christian charity claims to own a money exchange and check cashing place as well. Is processing migrants.
They're farming these people.
100%. This is a huge billions of dollar a year operation, and it's probably at this point, my guess would be it's actually surpassing narcotics as far as the amount of money that's involved around the globe with human trafficking.
All right, we're going to break. I want to come back and talk about big picture and all the different angles that I haven't raised that you want to raise here, Tim. We're blessed to have you and the crew down there. Chase Geiser's followed reports as well. We're going to get him on to respond. We're also looking at the economy coming up. But this is God's work, folks. This is so important. I'm so blessed to be here, so honored to work with a crew like this. Thank you, listeners, for having us on air. All this work is because of you. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Public, they're being exploited. And I want to just tell listeners and viewers, when history comes by, you can get run over it and you dust yourself off and ignore it, or you can decide to be part of it. We are down there with NSA intel about Biden trying to launch a total national grid, which is illegal, of NSA spying on you with face scanning technology. Outside of January 6th, with this, there's a major fight at the NSA. That is directly from high-level sources. And we have the huge human trafficking. We have it all coming out and children being taken. I saw this in the news years ago. Now it's confirmed. Over and over again as a free ticket as mules. And the Border Patrol ordered not to investigate. Biden, 6 months ago, ended the DNA testing. It's like $100, takes a day. This kid doesn't look like your they can tell it's your mother, father, cousin. They don't even do DNA testing. They're covering their tracks. And the Border Patrol that signed up to defend this country is saying, this is insane. We're trying to impeach Mayorkas. Congress is doing some things. But Congress finally, after 3 years, goes, oh, the border's wide open. And Mayorkas, oh, no, it's controlled. He would try that lie for 3 years. So now we've moved past that. Instead of debating that lie, to now this is being done with the NGOs. And all the money they use for taxpayers to bring them here, then once they get them here, they sign them up for welfare, they put them in these slave jobs, sex slavery, children working at tire factories, cereal factories, 15 hours a day. I mean, this is slavery 2.0. So InfoWars, head of security, Tim Inlow. Tim, you've been in the Army, the Marines, Blackwater, federal agent, you work for the State Department. You've seen it all. You've been around the world. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Nothing. I mean, even in countries where we were at war at, we did a better job patrolling and securing the borders of those countries than we are doing here in the United States on our southern border. It's just incredible, right? And, speaking with the PIO, the Press Information Officer from the Texas National Guard, Shelby Park, just a couple days ago, he admitted, he said, listen, we're glad that Governor Abbott is utilizing us down here. We want to make a difference. We want to help secure our country. He's like, but at the end of the day, because I asked him, I said, I'm glad that you guys secured Shelby Park so well. I said, but I've been just 3 miles outside of Eagle Pass, and there's no barriers at all. There's no wall. There's no barbed wire. There's no troops. There's nothing. And he said, well, listen, despite the size of the Texas National Guard, he said, we do have limited resources. And so we're forced because the federal government's not.
Yeah,
helping.
So that said, at least Abbott, what you give us your real assessment then. Is this just a show, or you got 25 states behind us, or is Abbott doing the best he can?
I think it's a combination. Obviously, I do think that Governor Abbott wants to make a political statement with this. But the National Guard major was very clear with me. He said, listen, you can look at the numbers of my deployed troops. And unfortunately, there's only so many of us, and we have a budget, and there's only so much Texas by itself can do financially to support this whole operation. He's saying, so what we have to do is we have to figure out where are the most likely crossing points, and then we deploy our resources there. And the way he explained it to me, the reason Shelby Park became such a focal point, because for many, many years, that park was a low water crossing. It's an extremely low water crossing most of the year. Now, one of the interesting things that happened, Alex, is that the day that we were there, just one day previous, on Monday, nobody has gotten to the point of who gave this authorization. Someone opened the dams to sit there and flood the Rio Grande and make the current as swift as possible.
And now people have drowned. They've saved children. That shows the technocracy. Who's in control of it?
Three bodies, and just in the time we were here, Alex. So that morning when we were there, a toddler had gotten fallen out into the river, separated from her parents, the National Guard. By the time they got to her, she was hypothermic and unconscious. Luckily, they were able to save her and get her to a hospital. But two more bodies that day and the next day that they weren't able to save that were already drowned. But somebody opened that dam, and right before this convoy is supposed to arrive, to make it look like there's not many migrants crossing here. And the reason I know the major was telling the truth, I talked to a farmer here who is an onion farmer that owns 750 acres of an onion farm. And she told me, Tim, we have begged them for years and years to open that dam so we could get more water, and they never would. And suddenly, just a few days before the convoy arrives, they open the dam and flood it. And Alex, it caught the National Guard by such surprise that those large onyx containers that they had on the side of the Rio Grande with the barbed wire on top, they had to scramble to move those containers back, because they were about to fall into the Rio Grande from the floodwaters from that dam being opened.
So it shows Biden doesn't want attention on this.
100%. He is still trying to play the game that there's not that many migrants coming across. And it's obviously a lie.
Well, that's why I hope, I love the convoy, they're great. I hope they don't just sit out at some ranch and barbecue. If they just spread out and get video, the illegals are coming through different points. We've seen that. We need eyes and ears. And again, it's not like January 6th where it's one capital. They're setting us up. This is our territory. We're in control here.
Right. And like you said, you know, the funding for all this, right? Who is funding? This is a multi-billion dollar operation to smuggle this many millions of people into this country. You know, just in the 5 minutes that we moved locations that came to this new location, we found this debit card, right, from Banco del Pacifico, with a Hispanic female's name on it, right? And they're everywhere. They're littered along the border everywhere. Somebody's providing them these debit cards. Somebody's providing the clothing. Somebody's providing them the hygiene items, the phones, everything. This is billions and billions of dollars, right? And it's not going to stop until there's a political will to turn that financial spigot off.
All right, let's get Chase Geiser in here. InfoWars reporter, I appreciate you. I know you got, I don't want to even keep you on air because you got all these other sources. We're waiting for an imminent attack. The feds say, let's talk about this briefly. You were shown by the Border Patrol the memo. So this is not speculation that the feds are saying imminent white supremacist attack against the Border Patrol and quote migrants. So they evacuated the migrants, God knows where. That is a big piece of intel as the pretext to bring in the NSA spying. The NSA is bucking.
Right. Yeah. I mean, literally showed me the actual FBI memo. He didn't feel comfortable giving me a copy of it, but he did let me view it and read it. And that's exactly what it said. Two white supremacists, sometime between February 2nd and February 5th, we're going to attack the main Border Patrol migrant processing facility on Firefly Lane.
Tim, in closing, what's your assessment of the situation down there?
Well, I do think that there is people in D.C. that are either hoping for or actively instigating a spark to happen down here. And that's why I know you said you don't want people to sit there and just hang out and barbecue, and we do need as many cameras on this situation as possible. But what I'm hearing from the people in the convoy is that the location where they're going to hold their rally is going to be a number of miles away, more out the country, away from Shelby Park, because they don't want so many people crammed into a tight area like we had in Washington, D.C., where a single spark could set off a confrontation between the authorities and the crowd and give the Biden administration.
But the good news is the Border Patrol and others are worried about a false flag. They know what to look for.
And my source, Elias, that's exactly the word he used, false flag, that because he said this isn't the first time they've gotten this from the FBI, that when the Haitians were here 2 years ago, that the same type of FBI memo was released then when a lot of Americans and a lot of press started making its way to the border to document what the Haitians were up to there under the bridge.
So they're trying to act like we're terrorists for exposing it. All right, Tim, thank you. We're going to go to break here and air a very important special report on how they're cutting the food off. We'll come back with Chase Geiser. You guys are doing a great job. God bless you, and thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We played a critical role in this Agenda 2030. You had Javier Solana, the head of NATO, saying this was going to be the next great leap forward, right? The last great leap forward in China killed millions of people. Why would we want another one of those? That's crazy. So you have communists and super capitalists all coming together and working on this one sustainable development agenda. And that should make us all pause and say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense on the surface. What's going on here?
China is a powerful example of what can be achieved when national governments make environmental protection a top priority.
The motivations of those who are pushing this agenda, many of them tend to emulate countries like China, which have abysmal environmental records. This is a country that has massive pollution problems. They don't seem to care about rivers and lakes and streams. There's all sorts of toxins pouring into them. In actuality, I would say their envy of China is more to do with their control over their population and control over politics than it has to do with the environment. In looking at this, it looks like the environment's a tool to achieve power more than it is an end goal of itself to actually protect nature.
We're doing incredibly important work, ladies and gentlemen. We believe in humanity. We're not out to screw people over. We believe in prosperity and free market and the Christian ethos. Chase Geiser has been there for 3-4 days at the border. He's seen incredible things while he's right in the middle of such a giant story that if listeners get excited about this at Real Alex Jones and InfoWars.com and share it, there is a battle in the NSA of O'Biden rolling it out against the American people, January 6, 10.0. This is so insane. Chase Geiser, we got about 6 minutes till break. I want to get your take down on the border, what you make of all this huge news.
It's absolutely crazy, Alex, and overwhelming. You know, it's really interesting. You just mentioned the sort of schism happening between authorities at Fort Meade. It reminds me a little bit of the Epstein case. One of the things that's so interesting about the Epstein case to me, Alex, is how there's all this cover-up that's happening on the one hand, but yet there's all this prosecution that's happening on the other hand. So one wonders, why is it that they're even prosecuting Epstein if they're going to try to cover up all the details afterward? And it just comes to me, it strikes me as indicative of a schism. There's black hats and white hats within these intelligence communities, whether it's the NSA, whether it's the CIA or the FBI. I think they're constantly at war with one another on whether or not they're going to take this Machiavellian approach to leadership, or they're going to try to do the right thing always by the American people. And so to hear that there's this schism happening right now, this controversy, this conflict at Fort Meade between people within our own intelligence community, as whether or not these facial recognition technologies or dragnet tactics on the American people, on the innocent protesters that are coming here, is fascinating and terrifying to me at the same time, Alex.
Well, let's be clear. It's about targeting the American people as terrorists. And it's about legitimizing that whole rollout. The fact the NSA is fighting it, the Border Patrol is fighting it, is a beautiful thing. What are you guys going to be covering next?
Well, today we are doing everything that we can to get notifications or news or insight as to what's developing specifically with this FBI warning at the facility on Firefly Lane here. We're also going to be exploring whether or not there's any migrant crossings that we're going to be able to capture or follow as well. Shelby Park has been restricted by Major Mike Perry, which is the first time we've seen the park restricted both to the public and the media.
And they're using that, I believe false FBI report of white supremacist imminent attack. And by the way, why is that in the news? Because they want to do it behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it is interesting, though. They mentioned specifically militiamen, and we have noticed several militias that are coming into the community here from all over the United States, too, specifically.
And again, we're not against the militia. It's constitutional. But is it like Whitmer Right. Are these really feds posing as militia?
Well, I find it hard to believe, Alex, that there's a single militia in the United States that hasn't been infiltrated, at least in some way, by a federal agent from one of the three-letter agencies. Just as a matter of national security, I would find it incredibly hard to believe they wouldn't be involved in each of these organizations. And in the event that this FBI warning is true, which it could very well be a false flag, like you mentioned, but in the event that it's true, I imagine that the intel that they have would be because they had somebody on the inside of the militia.
Absolutely. The few minutes we have left, what else is on your radar down there at the border?
Well, today we're going to be scouring every location and following up with some leads that we've gotten about where certain crossings are happening. It seems that the actual crossings, Alec, are happening further and further away from Eagle Pass specifically, since all this attention has come on this specific community here. So we're going to be going further and further out in the surrounding area up against the river to try to see if we can capture any of these migrants who are crossing. And we'll be following up with leads that we have from several of the locals as well.
Well, I don't think O'Biden is very happy right now because their whole operation is being blown wide open.
Their whole operation is being blown wide open. It's amazing the level of incompetence that we see from the Biden administration, not only in terms of their actual leadership and their actual policies that they advocate, but in terms of their inability to sort of cover up their own screw up. They're constantly screwing up, constantly lying about it. And it would be funny if it wasn't so terrible, Alex.
All right, I've got a lot of questions, but what else is on your radar?
Well, today we're going to really focus on keeping an eye on this story as it develops on Firefly Lane. Our prayer here is that nothing actually happens to this facility, that there is no attack, because in the event that there is an attack, whether it's a legitimate attack or a false flag attack, Alex, it's only going to make the MAGA movement look bad, the America First movement look bad, the populist movement look bad. You have heard time and time again, just as the audience here on InfoWars has heard time and time again, the Biden regime refer to American patriots as domestic terrorists, right-wing extremists, white supremacists. And this only serves that narrative when there are these attacks. And so any sort of militia that would desire to do something like this, or just sort of rogue actor that would desire to do something like this, I just want to express to the audience and to the world, frankly, for that matter, that that is not a representation or a reflection of this MAGA movement, of MAGA republicanism, or of the America First populist movement, Alex. This is not something that represents us. So whether the FBI does it or whether it's the rogue actor that does these attacks, it is not a representation of our movement and what we stand for. We stand for peaceful, civil disobedience only when necessary, no violence, only self-defense, and just getting our country back through legal means, through righteous means, and through those means that are protected by the Bill of Rights in our Constitution, Alex.
Well, that's right. I put a X post out, formerly Twitter, about some silly, funny thing. It's 5 million views, but this has got only a few million views today on X, Real Alex Jones. This is a big deal. This is the feds saying white supremacists with no evidence are about to attack, evacuating people, doing all this to cover up Biden's open border. This story needs to be number one. How would you, in a 60-second summation, describe the story you're covering?
I would say that what we have captured is a false flag operation before it happened. We say on this network a lot of times, while other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. And this is an example of something that's about to happen that has yet to happen. Hopefully we can get the word out enough, prevent it from happening, similar to what happened in September with the mask mandate warning that we were able to send out about TSA and things of that nature, reinstating some of these policies from the pandemic the first time around. We were able to prevent that by getting the word out and raising enough awareness and alarm. Let's do the same thing for this false flag operation. Go to @RealAlexJones on X, @InfoWars on X, @RealChaseKaiser on X. Share this story, retweet these posts with as many people as possible. We did do an updated post on your profile about 45 minutes ago or so. If everybody can reshare that, that'll make all the difference in the world, I think.
Absolutely. We're down there in real time with good patriots in our government exposing the fact that the Border Patrol believes they're trying to stage a false flag, and it's got to be shaking up the establishment that hopefully we can stop them from doing it. That's our main mission. Chase Geiser, Godspeed. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, Alex.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
So the criminals that have hijacked the federal government are saying white supremacists are imminently about to attack illegal aliens at the border and the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol is meeting with us saying it's all a giant lie. They believe it's a false flag. The NSA is refusing to turn on face scanning cameras. It's illegal. This is like huge stories within huge stories. And we'll have more on this as it unfolds. Our guys are dialed in, have the trust of the state and the feds. It's incredible. Now, I wanted to get him on last week, but he was busy and couldn't come on. But we have Kurt Elliott, who is a multiple PhD in public policy administration focused on monetary economics and the second PhD in theology. And he's coming to town tonight. We're doing a special live show tomorrow, noon central, on the economy, on the debt, on the world. And he's also a sponsor of the broadcast. If you want to get bullion gold at the lowest prices delivered to you, no BS, this is the place to go. KEPM, that's KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. But listeners love him. So I was going to have one like once a month and do some basic sponsorship stuff, but the listeners love him, and he's a great analyst. I think he's dead on. So KEPM, K-E-P-M, KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. So important to get prepared as best you can. Giving us a prelude, you sent me a giant analysis of talking points and key points and PowerPoints. We'll be covering tomorrow, noon central, at Infowars.com/show and Real Alex Jones on X. But this article you sent me a week ago, From Dystopia to Utopia in Gold and Silver, the claims that inflation's beat, what's really going on, give us a prelude of what's coming up tomorrow at noon central.
So there is so much, Alex, since we talked last when I was on the show. So the biggest news for silver, and everybody who's watching this show, who's invested in gold, silver over the last couple of years, is going to be really happy about this. So we all know that there's been manipulation in the markets. You know, when you've got corporations like BlackRock that own the silver ETF, SLV.
Explain that. JP, naked shorting to keep it artificially low.
Yeah, I mean, this is why. So, but you look at this naked short. So how does that work? So BlackRock will give Chase, JP Morgan Chase, who's basically the custodian of physical metals behind the silver ETF. They'll say, hey, Chase, you got to buy 10 million ounces of silver, whatever. So what does Chase do? They issue naked shorts. It drives the price down. They gobble up a bunch of physical silver. That creates demand. The price goes up. They don't like it that it gets so high. They issue more naked shorts. They buy more physical silver. So here's the thing. They're using naked shorts not because they hate silver, but because they love it, right? And they want to buy it at low price.
All the governments, they're hoarding it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, central banks around the world, Alex, are buying gold by not the pound or ounce or by the ton, but literally by the hundreds or thousands of tons. That's a lot of gold. So here's one
thing.
So
they tell the public don't touch it while they're gobbling it up.
Yeah, and you expose these kinds of things all the time. It's like, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do, because actions speak louder than words, right? And they are buying gold like there's nobody's business, right? So you look at, though, even with manipulation, silver in the year 2000 was like $4.58 an ounce. 3.5 years ago, it was $11.91. 15, 16 months ago, it was $17.97. Today, it's over $23. So even.
All-time high.
Well, not on silver, but on gold, we're near an all-time high. But here's the thing. Even with manipulation, silver's gone from $4.58 an ounce to over $23 in the last 20 years. Last 3.5 years, it's doubled. $11.91 to over $23. Good grief. That's with manipulation. That's almost 100% return over the last 3.5 years.
So what happens when the manipulation ends? Or how long can they manipulate?
It's through the roof, Alex. It's through the roof. Because without manipulation, the price has no check on it, right? There. So it's based on supply and demand. Well, with all of the energy policies that we're seeing, you know, green energy, solar power, EVs, you know, with fuel cell technology, that all requires silver. Electronics requires silver. So there's tons of manufacturing
demand.
So they
can no longer suppress it as good as they could.
Yes. And so here's what's interesting. This is why this story about the shorts, from Dystopia to Utopia, that were, you have that article. Biggest news for silver, I think, since I've been in the business, since the early 2000s, like 20 something years. So what happens when you have a short position open and the price of silver goes up? You lose money hand over fist. You make money if you have a short position and the price goes down. So what happened 2 weeks ago is that the major banks, you know, the JP Morgans of the world, the Bank of America, these big major banks eliminated, they dismantled, they unraveled their short positions by what amount? 50% of all net short positions in the world were eliminated in 1 7-day period.
So for folks that don't do this professionally, what does that signify?
That signifies if you've got these short positions and you think the price is going up, you're going to unravel them fast. I've never seen 50% of any net short position in any market.
So they're moving way back. Quickly. They're moving way back from shorting.
They've been shorting for a long time. I mean, really a long time. So we're talking decades, right? So when you've got 50% of all open short positions are dismantled and eliminated in 1 week, that signifies to me that behind the scenes, they're expecting prices to go through the roof. Because
I was about to say, I'm not a rocket scientist, but if they're getting off shorting silver, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, because short positions are leveraged. So it's not just dollar for dollar. It's highly leveraged. It's so they would lose money hand over fist. So when they get rid of it that quick, that tells me that they think prices are going up. So just last week then, silver went from $22.13 to over $23.30 an ounce in about a week. So this is after these short positions were eliminated. Silver goes up, what, about 5% in a week? I mean, you multiply that out by a year, that's, well, 52 weeks in a year. I mean, we're on pace for like a couple 100% growth in silver at that rate, right? But this tells me that whatever they were expecting to cause silver to go up is starting to happen. And this is really exciting.
So let's talk about that. What does that mean? What do they think is going to happen?
Well, why does silver go up? Because of inflationary pressures, right? Silver is a thing. Gold is a thing. Cars are a thing. Things go up with inflation. So they're expecting the inflationary pressures to persist. This is why.
So they're lying about inflation, and none of us need to even read a newspaper. Everybody knows inflation's out of control. It's not been fixed.
So tomorrow, I want to watch a video of Jerome Powell saying, this economy is good. We've got inflation in check. Wages.
Well, then Yellen came out 2 days ago. Let's get that clip. I went to play it yesterday, and she said, Americans need to get used to high prices and used to inflation. So wait, one side's telling us it's all fixed. The other side's get used to it.
Yeah. So here's what's interesting, Alex. A few weeks ago when I was on your show, I said that they're, even though they're promising that interest rates are going to come down over in 2024, I said there's no way that they're going to have prolonged interest rate reductions because they haven't killed the inflationary monster yet. They have not. And sure enough, what happened? Even though they promised to lower rates, Jerome Powell, Janet Yellen, Biden himself, you know what? What did they do? They paused rates again for the fourth time in a row rather than lowering them. Because why? Because they think that inflation is going to persist, right? So why is it going to persist? Because of the BRICS nation taking away demand for the U.S. dollar globally. What Biden just did, which I want to do a deeper dive on this tomorrow, Biden just put economic sanctions on American companies for the first time I've
ever
seen.
And now he's going to sanction Israel. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, I did. So what did he sanction? Producers of liquefied natural gas in America, that he's basically pausing all applications for exports to the rest of the world.
And that's huge. I mean, people don't know energy is everything. It's like, you know, fertilizer for plants. Why would he kill mainly Texas industry and say no more liquefied gas export? I mean, that is huge. Barely made the news.
He claims it's for climate change, right? But I think the timing is weird because it's going on during the Texas mayhem that's happening.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You'd have a cheap energy policy, but that so
yes.
Wow.
Yes. So this is the world that we're living in. I am.
By the
so
way, you come on though, talk about
dive.
It. We'll do a deep dive tomorrow at noon tomorrow. Saturday, tomorrow, just less than 24 hours away, but you never plug your company. We're getting great reviews. You already have 5 stars online. You've got gold and silver bullion ready to ship right now. You don't even get into the games, the numismatic, all that. People, you're a great sponsor. People should get gold and silver from you. You're ready to ship it. How do they do it?
Yeah, just go to kepm.com/gold, and there's a little form that they can fill out and say, hey, I want to talk to Kirk or his team. And get this all squared away, right? We want to listen to you, hear your dreams, hear your fears, hear what concerns you, and map out a strategy for success moving forward using tangible assets to protect, preserve, grow, and thrive. Now, or you can call 720-605-3900 and just say Alex sent you, right? Because here's where we need to strategically and proactively take advantage of these stupid government trends and policies to make them in our advantage, right? We can take advantage of these things rather than them taking advantage of us. So call us at that number, 720-605-3900, or go to kepm.com/gold. And we're talking about checking accounts, savings accounts, brokerage accounts, IRAs. We can actually allocate into physical metals with all of those, and we can do it pretty quickly for you.
Well, the time is grow a garden, get gold, get silver, learn how to shoot a gun. Because this son of a bitch is going down. And I look at the craziness of the left. in Europe, the farmers are tearing up the roads, burning stuff down because they've outlawed them. They're saying you're shut down. They're cutting the food off. They believe we'll be so dumb, Klaus Schwab said, when everybody gets angry, they'll accept the new communist model. No, no, we're not. We know they're doing it, but they're still going ahead with it.
I mean, these globalist policies, Alex, are insane. And it has nothing to do with fixing the system. It has everything to do with people control. When you can stop what people are earning, what they spend their money on based on your ideology, what you eat, where you travel, what kind of health you have, which is why the supplements that you have are so important, because they're pushing vaccines down our throat. I mean, this is all about people control, which your listeners know that. You talk about this all the time. But all of those policies have severe economic ramifications, which is the
one. Let me ask you this. I'm going to give you the floor here because you're going to fly out tonight from Denver. You'll be here tomorrow. We're going to do a 2-hour at least live show. And then I got Gavin McGinnis here for an interview we're doing and a bunch of stuff. Then I'll air that Saturday interview sometime next week on the main show. But just spend a few minutes on when you talk to your wife, you talk to your children. We can see we're down to the end game here. I mean, and the globalists have been exposed. They're still crazy. What do you expect for the next 10 months out of this election?
Well, I expect chaos, mayhem, economic fallout from all of these policies. But see, during times of economic fallout, when people can't feed their kids, when they can't afford to pay their rent or their mortgage, when food prices are going through the roof, gas prices are going through the roof, here's the nature, human nature. People tend to give up their freedoms in time of crisis in exchange for perceived security or peace, right? So I expect that because, look, the people in charge right now can't win on their own merits. They've destroyed the economy. They've destroyed society in America. But if you destroy it bad enough, you might get votes, right? Because people will want you to try to fix it. They're going to try to trick us into thinking that they have a solution. The solution is going to come through central bank digital currency and things like that. This is awful intrusion on our bank accounts. It's intrusion on our way of life. The ability to cut you off from buying or selling if they don't like what you're buying or selling or how you spend your money. See, this is all going to manifest itself. And my expectation, you know, I'm not God. I don't control the markets. My expectation is this does play itself out before the election this year, because you have to have some kind of a crisis to get momentum to get people to try to vote for you because you come up with a proposed solution. Okay, so with that, what do we do? I mean, if you have a bank account that's I've got this. So I just read this article. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. Regional banks are starting to crash again. I think we're going to have regional bank failures 2.0. Banks are undercapitalized. I mean, listen to this list of bank stocks that just got shellacked yesterday alone. So regional banks like let me read this. Western Alliance Bank Corp, Zions Bank, Comerica, Webster Financial, Citizens Financial, Regions, South State, Prosperity Bank shares, Schwab, of all things, PacWest, Huntington Bank shares, all their stocks are just being trashed, just going to the pit. That's the first sign of bank failures coming. Look what happened to the markets when Silicon Valley, Signature Bank, Silvergate, Credit Suisse, and Western. I mean, good grief. I mean, I think what we're going to see are bank failures. What's going to impact people's fear of the markets more than anything? Their banks running out of money, which is supposed to be the safest asset that they have. So I think you're going to see a lot of upheaval and starting to operate out of fear.
How's that going
to
go for the New World Order, though, when they want to create the crisis, pose the savior? If they are exposed as the bad guys, how does that go for them?
Well, they're pretending that they're not the bad guys, Alex. So what are they going to do when banks fail? It's like we've got a new solution to bring in to actually replace all these failing banks based on fiat-based money creation. We've got digital money creation, 365 days a year, 24/7 instant money transfer. We can find the money launderers. We can find the drug traffickers, the human traffickers, all of this stuff. And people are going to buy into that baloney. I mean, I would love for all of that stuff to go away. All of us would. But the flip side of that coin is, they can also monitor you. What church you give to, what church you donate to, what political party, right? How you spend your money. Do you spend money on gas or on meat or whatever, right? Everything that they don't want, they are going to know. It's going to be Big Brother in your bank account. So when you have a crisis like this, you know, what did Rahm Emanuel say once? Never let a good crisis go to waste, right? So they're going to use this to their advantage to bring in something that they're going to propose a solution for. And they're the ones that are creating this. These are the banksters, right? That they're creating the new system. They're just pretending that they're not, right? And don't take my word for it. Listen to the words and the policies of the World Economic Forum, the Bank for International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, the Fed, the European Central Bank, all of them in concert saying central bank digital currency is coming. And you know what they're afraid of? They're afraid of Trump. You know, Christine Lagarde at the European Union.
Because he doesn't want to loot. He doesn't want to loot the American people. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they don't want Trump in because he's going to expose the globalist plan and they think that it's going to be lights out. Right. So what they want is elimination of paper currency. They want the elimination
of
their own system.
Kirk Elliott, literally, I knew who you were years ago and I was looking for a good gold sponsor. You never plug yourself. And then I'm like, hey, reach out. Yeah, I want to be a sponsor. Great. And the listeners love you. You're so smart. You're so dead on. But people do need to get basic gold and silver. They need to at least stick their toe in the ocean and do it. They need to go to your website, K-E-M-P or K-E-P-M, K-E-P-M.com/gold, K-E-P-M.com/gold. That's K-E-P-M.com/gold or call 720-605-3900, and they need to talk to you folks and start getting gold and silver bullion now. But regardless, we're in for an insane time. Everybody knows it. We tried to stop the New World Order. It's here now. Just a minute or so before we go to break, and I got my next guest coming on, former, you know, Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency operative, lawyer. Ivan Raiklin's got so much intel for us next hour. But just in closing, you're a parent, you're a father, you're a patriot. People need to get ready, is what I think you're saying.
They do need to get ready because some of the stuff we're going to be talking about tomorrow, state pensions are facing insolvency, people's retirements facing insolvency. Not all gold and silver are created equal, right? You're hearing ads everywhere. Don't go into rare stuff. Don't go into those coins. You're never going to recover from those premiums. I've been doing this for decades.
Well, that's why when I was looking for somebody that has good ratings and just sells bullion, that's the sure bet. And you get a little charge to pay for it, run your operation. I love you, man. I'm telling you, people, if you want gold and silver, go to KEPM.com/gold. They keep us on air, and they're straight up, and they've got it, and they're ready to ship it.
Well, thanks for that. I mean, we love doing what we do. We love helping people. Right. The philosophy of our firm is people over profit. I wish that were the case for every firm in the industry, right? But most companies are profit over people. They make as much as you can.
Oh, I've had them as sponsors, and I drop them because I go, I want you to only sell them bullion. And day one, they sell them some numismatic. And I'm just like, done.
Yeah, when you focus on people, Alex, profit will come. If you ever start focusing on profit, people will leave.
Well, it's like Tony Montana at the end of Scarface, don't want to blow the kids up in the car. He goes, hey, man, I don't need that in my life. I need to straight shoot. I need the good mojo. Kirk Elliott, see you soon tomorrow. Love you, brother.
See you. Love you, too. Bye.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.